Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. We are going to take a break here for the news coming up, and then we're going to do some Desert Island Discs. The idea is to pick five albums that you can take to a desert island. There's no Wi-Fi, there's no Spotify, there's no other choice. These are the five albums that you have to listen to for the rest of your life on a deserted island. By the way, greatest hits albums do not count. You cannot use best of or greatest hits albums. But we want to hear from you which ones would be your choices as to your five Desert Island Discs. I chose five, and I know that there's about 100,000 more that I could choose. It's not easy. Maybe there's a strategy to what you pick, but you can't use greatest hits albums, and you can only pick five. And we would love to hear from you. Desert Island Discs, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Text them in or call them in, and we'll have some fun talking about music and about your favorite albums and Desert Island Discs. 312-981-7200. We got a break here for the news, though. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. It is Wildcard Wednesday.
You're very Wildcard Wednesday.
That's any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200, 630 area code requests. Cake's version of I Will Survive. Dan, that CD used to be on the jukebox years ago at Simon's. And that song was played 9,000 times a night, their version of I Will Survive. It was a Simon's jukebox favorite. So, all right. Hey, we've been talking about music and stuff this morning. Had some great live music in studio. Man, that Noah Gabriel is good. He is so good. Two beautiful songs he performed live here in studio. So we're talking about music. We were just talking with Lindsay about Jimi Hendrix, and I thought it would be fun to do some Desert Island Discs. Pick five albums that the only five albums that you can take to a deserted island. There's no Wi-Fi there. There's no Spotify. None of that stuff. It's just these five albums. These are the ones that you have to pick that you will be stuck with, or that you will be happy to be stuck with for the rest of your time on a desert island. And no greatest hits. You can't cheat using greatest hits. You can have double albums if you want. If there's a double album that you really like, that's not necessarily cheating. But no greatest hits. Just regular albums. So I would love to hear your Desert Island Discs. Give us five of them. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. By the way, the Jets on the way. Speaking of music, we will also have another edition of Pop Up Video. Skip Skipley will be here, and Esmeralda and I will have to battle it out in the Thunderdome that is Pop Up Video. So, all right. So, Desert Island Disc, 312-981-7200. Dan, were you able to come up with another two? You said that you kind of had three almost immediately.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. I realize it's not easy, and we can all, obviously we'll be talking about these albums and talking about these musicians and stuff, and maybe minds will change and during the course of the text and the talks and all that stuff. 312-981-7200. What did you come up with, Dan?
All right. So the three that I knew for sure were the Smashing Pumpkins, Infinite Colony, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
Right.
Pete Yorn's Music for the Morning After, and Oasis's What's the Story of Morning Glory.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So those three were the three for sure.
Those were the three for sure. They were all kind of around the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't
they? No, I mean, it was all early 90s.
Yeah.
There's that old theory that the music you listen to in high school remains your favorite music of all time,
yeah,
no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
And those were definitely the ones in there. The other two.
it's not easy. I know.
I've got a mixed CD that I really love that was made for by a friend, but I know that doesn't count.
Right.
So I will go two guilty pleasures here.
Okay.
Matchbox 20's More Than You Think You Are.
What?
Yeah.
Dan, remember these are the only albums that you're going to get to listen to.
And there will be nobody there to judge me. And that album has just kind of Elton John-esque anthems to it that I really loved.
Okay.
And then, because this is my life now, as the father of two girls, the Moana soundtrack.
Oh, boy.
We sing that constantly around our house.
Is that right?
All the time. So,
is that on your list because in the scenario, you will never see any of your family members ever again because you're stuck on a desert island?
There is a kind of a prescient theme about a girl who leaves her island to save her island and
right.
possibly will never see her parents again. So
right.
I'm sure there's some kind of psychosis to it as well. So, yeah.
All right. Well, those are interesting choices. All right. Esmeralda, what'd you come up with? Did you come up with five?
I'd probably do Garbage's first album, Weezer's Blue album.
Again, around the same
time
period.
Yeah, Benfold's Five, Whatever and Ever, Amen.
Benfold's Five, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, wow. All right.
Yep. Beulah, The Coast Is Never Clear. How many is that?
That's four.
And I'd probably throw in, let's do Beatles Revolver.
Okay. I was going to say, I can't believe you haven't put a Beatles album.
I was just going to say Jock Jams 1 through 5.
Oh, Jock Jams 1 through 5. Very good. Very good. Very good. It would be, you know, it would be cheating if you did those kind of collections, though. You know what I mean? Like, it would be like, oh, yeah, I want the Blue Album by the Beatles, you know? And I want the Zeppelin's greatest hits, and I want these greatest hits. That's kind of cheating. All right, well, now these are in no order, and they were kind of the first ones that popped into my head. And I know there are so many more that I'm leaving off. Suzanne Vega's first album, the self-titled album from Suzanne Vega, featuring Marlena on the Wall. It was the only kind of single off of that. That was a couple of years before she hit it kind of big with Solitude Standing. Let Me Come Over by Buffalo Tom. Which is a record that I've listened to from front to back 8 billion times. Revolver by the Beatles, Esmeralda. Because if I'm going to take a Beatles album, I want to take my favorite one, and it's Revolver. Paranoid by Black Sabbath, which is the first album I ever bought. And then finally, Nothing Like the Sun by Sting, his second solo album. Which is a double album, so that's I don't know if that's a cheat or what. And Dan, as you say, you know, your favorite music from when you were from high school remains your favorite music. If I could, I might bring all five of the Police albums of the albums by the Police.
I mean, I honestly debated for a few minutes doing Pete Yorn's first three records and the Smashing Pumpkins.
First two?
Not first two, but they're Melancholy and their last.
Their last one?
Yeah, Machina.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I chose Sting's solo album, Nothing Like the Sun, because it's my favorite work that Sting solo has ever done. It's phenomenal. By the way, there's a Jimi Hendrix cover, coincidentally, on there. He does a cover of Little Wing on there. But yeah, so Suzanne Vega's first album, which just blew me away, Let Me Come Over by Buffalo Tom, Nothing Like the Sun by Sting, Revolver by the Beatles, and Paranoid by Black Sabbath. So, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Esmeralda, were there certain artists that you would want to have back on there?
What do you mean?
Like, that you would have also liked to have on there?
I probably would have done an Oasis as well.
Mm-hmm. Would it be What's the Story, Morning Glory?
Yeah. That's probably the one that most resonates with me.
Yeah. Yeah, Oasis, man. I like Oasis. I know they got a lot, you know, they get a lot of backlash, you know, because they walk around and say that they're better than the Beatles. I guess Noel and Liam have buried the hatchet, and I don't mean like in each other's heads. Have you heard about this, Esmeralda?
I haven't.
Yeah, I think they're getting along now. I don't know how long that's going to last. Probably 15 minutes and a couple of beers in. That would be my guess. But Liam was on Graham Norton's show. I don't know if you saw him on there, Esmeralda. You didn't see him, did you?
No, I didn't.
He was on Graham Norton's show. He performed and then he came over to the couch to talk, and he brought up the fact that. You know, he asked Liam the beef between him and Noel on, you know, when they get on social media and they like just rank each other and rip each other apart. How much of that is an act? And Liam just goes, oh, no, none of it is an act. I can't stand him, mate. You know, he's just like talking about how much they hate each other. He's like, no, it's not an act. No, it's real. And of course, you know, you got to love the footage of Liam drunk in the balcony at that concert that he didn't go on stage and his brother had to sing and everything. You remember that?
Yeah.
He's up in the balcony loaded and heckling Noel. After he said he was sick, right? He said he was sick and he couldn't go on. So Noel had to go out there without him, and then Liam ended up in the balcony on the side of the stage heckling him, and it was on MTV, if I'm not mistaken. Like, it was a special for MTV that was broadcast, and there's Liam up in the balcony loaded, yelling at his brother. Oh, man. You remember when they toured with the Black Crowes, Dan?
Yes.
And they, you know, remember what they called that tour?
The Brotherly Love Tour.
The Brotherly Love Tour. That's what they call it. It was the Black Crowes and Oasis, the Brotherly Love Tour. Just put the Kinks in there and then that's it. Right there you've got the triple bill of brotherly love right there. So, all right. We got to take a break. We want to hear from you. We also have Desert Island Disc picks from members of the Reader's Digest staff. Who chose their Desert Island discs, but they only chose one album. They only chose one. I would like everybody to choose five, and I know it's not easy, and no greatest hits are allowed. So call and text right now.
What's the ruling on, soundtracks?
Soundtracks are all right. I mean, soundtracks are okay. Because I almost put Magnolia on there. I almost, you know, and that's a soundtrack. But, yeah. Okay. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we're talking Desert Island Discs, and we're talking some music and having some fun, and that's right here on WGN. But right, we got a break here for the weather and the traffic. Welcome back, everybody. Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah, man, yeah. Wild Card Wednesday, 312-981-7200, any artist, any song, anything. Alan in North Carolina with the Guess Who, Share the Land. Surprised Canadian Bill didn't actually request that, which is really weird because what I just found on my Facebook page, speaking of Canadians, I have some sad news, Esmeralda and Dan.
What's that?
Saga just posted on their page that February 24th will be the farewell concert.
So I'm assuming you're taking that day off?
It's in Canada, so I it's in Toronto.
I mean, are you not allowed to apply for a passport?
I have a passport. It's Saturday, February 24th. It's at the Phoenix Concert Theater. It's Q107. I guess that's the Q101 of Canada, of Toronto. Q107 presents Saga, the farewell tour, and they've got a picture of the band, and it's all the original members, and they're all really old looking. So, now I'm very sad. The farewell concert for Saga. But I think they did that before. I think they did like a farewell tour and then they ended up coming back. Because there's such a demand for Saga, especially here in Chicago. We got some hardcore Saga fans here in Chicago.
And when's the date here?
I'm putting it together. Don't worry about it. Okay. Them and Flickerstick. They're all...
Yeah, is Flickerstick on your Desert Island discs?
I love Flickerstick. I love...
Is Saga on your Saga, Desert Island?
Well, yeah, I love Saga, too. I would love to have Saga play on my Desert Island. Yeah, they've got a bunch of albums that I really enjoy. So, yeah. All right, 312-981-7200 for phone number, for talk and text. We got a bunch of texts coming in. What are the five albums that you would take on a desert island again? No Wi-Fi, no Spotify, none of that crap. Just those five albums. And no greatest hits. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I do want to mention some. We've got, like I said, we've got one album each from some of the staff of the Reader's Digest. Adrian Farr, who is an assistant of the chief content, also editor-in-chief, would take Michael Jackson's Thriller. How about that one, Esmeralda?
Yeah, it's good.
Each song on the album has its own separate but wonderful memory for me and would surely take my mind off being deserted. There was me eagerly awaiting the world premiere of the Billie Jean video with my whole family on the edge of our seats. Michael's Motown 25 performance, Michael shimmying down the hallway in his Beat It video, and The Lady in My Life will undoubtedly be my wedding song. But you know what you're missing? It's not on the album, is...
She's out of my life.
You know, the poodle song, Esmeralda.
Right.
That's not on Thriller. You wouldn't have access to the...
She's out of my life.
Okay. We got people who are calling in. Let's see. We got some text. Trucker Rich. Here are his five. Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. The Beatles' White Album. Bad Outta Hell by Meatloaf. The American Graffiti soundtrack and the Forrest Gump soundtrack. Interesting. Forrest Gump soundtrack and the American Graffiti soundtrack are loaded with classic older songs. Let's see. 708 area code said Tegan and Sarah, So Jealous. Stray Cats, Blast Off. Never Mind the Bullocks, Here's the Sex Pistols. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Uplift Mofo Party Plan, and U2's Achtung Baby. Yeah, that's a good one. Boy, that's my favorite U2 album. That would be tough. You know, Esmeralda, not having access to Achtung Baby, that'd be pretty tough. Because that's an amazing record. Yeah. Okay, how about this one? 773 area code. Says Beatles White Album. You know, Esmeralda, I guess people are picking the White Album because it's a double album. Then you get more Beatles for your buck.
Oh, there you go.
That's probably what it is. That's why they're picking it. Rolling Stones' Let It Bleed, Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, Willie Nelson's Stardust, and Elvis Presley' Aloha from Hawaii via satellite. 773 area code. Trevor from Antioch says Pink Floyd Animals, Pink Floyd The Wall, Crash, Hardly Criminal, Weezer The Blue Album, and The Trolls soundtrack, because I'm a father of two. So, okay. All right, let's see. Here's Scott on WGN. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
Well, I got An Evening with John Denver.
All right.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Another double album.
Yep. The soundtrack to Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Invisible Touch.
By Genesis?
Yeah.
Okay.
And The Cars, Heartbeat City.
Ooh, you'd pick Heartbeat City over the first album.
Yep.
Interesting. Interesting. All right, those are good. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, no problem.
All
thanks.
Right, there you go. Well, I'm guessing that Star Wars is his favorite movie, and he would just want to hear, you know, like, just to have fun for on a deserted island, just put on the Imperial March and start marching around like a badass.
I'm sure you could reenact the movie.
Yeah, you could do the whole movie, man. Hey, does the Star Wars soundtrack, I should have asked Scott while he was on with us, does the Star Wars contract have the contract? Soundtrack have the Cantina song on it? It's got to, right? You can't... You can't have the Star Wars. So the Star Wars soundtrack is incomplete without the Cantina song.
It is on there.
Oh, well, there you go. Is John Williams credited with that? I guess he must be, right? He has to be credited for it, right?
Yeah, they do not list anybody else.
Okay. man. All right, here is Dave on WGN. Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Hey, what do you got?
My five. Sister Hazel, Bam.
Okay.
Rush Hemispheres.
Ooh, Hemispheres. Nice choice, Dave.
Steely Dan, Katie Lyde.
Okay.
Dave Matthews, Under the Table.
Yeah.
And Dire Straits, Love Over Gold.
Oh, boy, those are good. Those are good choices, Dave. Love Over Gold is my favorite Dire Straits record.
This is a cruel, cruel thing you're doing.
Yeah, I know it is. It's very cruel. You mentioned Dave Matthews, and I'm thinking to myself, am I going to be able to live without Dave Matthews?
Right. You did not choose him.
I didn't choose him, though, man. I don't know why. I'm wearing a Dave Matthews t-shirt right now, too, so I just feel doubly guilty.
Or Steely Dan. You didn't
mention
them.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mention Steely Dan. It's tough, man. This is tough. It's only five albums.
So, I know.
All right. Thanks, all right. Dave.
Bye.
Bye.
Yep, bye.
This is tough, man. All right, we've got to take a break. 312-981-7200. We're talking Desert Island Discs and having some fun with some music. 312-981-7200. News is next. Nice work there, Vic. Vic's running in slow motion in the newsroom. This is a Wild Card Wednesday. You hear me, Wild Card Wednesday? 312-981-7200, 773 area code, requested Chariots of Fire by Vangelis. The song reached number one in May of 1982, and it also inspired me to moon my TV. Because Chariots of Fire beat Reds for Best Picture that year. Ridiculous. Any artist, any saw it in a thin, 312-981-7200. How's it going, everybody? Nick DiGilio here. It's Wednesday morning, here till 5 a.m. We are in the seventh floor of the Trib Tower in the Allstate studio. And, Steve Grzanich will be here at 5 for the opening bell, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6. We've got a bunch of people who are sending in their choices for best albums that they would take to the Desert Island. We're talking about Desert Island Discs. We've been talking about music all morning on the show. Had some incredibly awesome live music from Noah Gabriel in earlier. Talked with Lindsey Cochran about Jimi Hendrix. So I thought, let's do some Desert Island Discs. And Dan picked 5 albums that he would take to a desert island. Esmeralda picked 5 albums. I picked 5 albums. It's not easy. There's already regrets on the lists. And again, this Desert Island thing, you can't do greatest hits, and you can't, and there's no Wi-Fi, there's no Spotify, none of that stuff. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Lots of texts coming in. Let's go to the phones, too. Here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Yes, sir. I know I had this by memory, but let me run back in the other room to get my list. One is the Revival, Tony Tone.
Oh, okay. Tony. Yeah, all right.
This runs the gamut. Bryan Adams, Reckless.
Great album. Reckless is a great album.
His best album.
Yeah. Great record. It's hit after hit after tasty hit on that album.
Yes, sir. You're making it difficult for me because I totally feel disloyal to Dave Matthews now.
Yeah, me too. You joined the club.
Okay, Tears for Fears, Sowing the Seeds.
Okay, great album. That's one of my favorite albums, too. Boy, that was... Oh, man, that's a good one.
Yeah, and out of all of the 5 that I'm listing on, that I'm giving you, I think I listen to that one almost every other day.
Yeah, no, that's a good... Boy, that's a good one, John. When that album came out, Sowing the Seeds, Tears for Fears, oh, my God, did I listen to that album nonstop. Nonstop. Oh, it's a great record. Yeah.
Great record. And even that was difficult because I had to almost go with the grill. I was hoping you would allow us the greatest hits, but out of all of their records, I guess I'd have to go with that one.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, John.
U2 gets 2 of them.
U2 gets 2 of them. All right.
The Joshua Tree.
And?
How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb.
Wow, really? You would pick that over Octung Baby.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, before that one came out, it would have been Octune Baby.
Yeah. Okay. All right, John. Interesting group of albums right there.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Take care. Yeah, man. He brings up Tears for Fears now. Sowing the Seeds. That's one of Seeds of Love. It's one of my favorite albums ever. I think I might have to swap something out and put that one in there. That album was, I mean, oh, my God. That's all I listened to when it came out. It was one of those deals, Esmeralda, with somebody get in my car, and I turn the radio on, and they go, why is this still in your tape deck? Because it's my favorite? Yeah. I saw him on that. Well, I saw Tears for Fears a bunch of times, but I saw him on that tour. Third row center. We had third row center. You know who I went with on that to that show? Dan, you know who I saw Tears for Fears with on that tour?
Who's that?
1990? Kathy O'Malley's daughter. Yeah. Saw Tears for Fears together, third row. Great, and it was such a great show. Oh, my God. Okay, here's some more from the listeners here. The idea is to pick 5 albums. Now people are like, the people are going to be throwing soundtracks. You know what else? I should have said no live albums, but it's too late. Live albums are kind of like greatest hits albums, but it's too late now. All right. 708 area code said Seven Dust self-titled. Flaw Through the Eyes. Nothing More self-titled. Pearl Jam 10. Oh, that's another one. Pearl Jam 10. I like Verses better. I'm like the only person in the world that likes Verses better. Dan, am I nuts?
Yes.
Esmeralda, do you like Pearl Jam? You all right with Pearl Jam?
I don't really like them.
Okay. And then Alice in Chains, MTV Unplugged. Okay. 847 area code says Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks with Striking It Rich. Genesis Selling England by the Pound. Gary Burton and Chick Corea, Crystal Silence. Beatles, Revolver, and The Who, Quadrophenia. Some interesting choices there. Yeah, I 10 is a great record. I don't know why I like... Why do I like Verses better? I've always liked Verses better. Is 10 your favorite Pearl Jam album, Dan?
Yes. I mean, some of the later stuff... Even though it's not as popular, it's pretty solid. But
oh, yeah.
Probably 10.
Yeah, no, they're great. They're great. Boy, that's another one. Boy, that Verses is such a good record. I remember when that album first came out, I played it to death. All right. Oh, excuse me. Wow. Wow, man. Okay. 630 area code says, yes, Fragile. That's a great record. Dave Matthews Band, Listener Supported. That's a live album, man. And it's like a double live album. And it's a good one. Metallica, Ride the Lightning. That album rules. U2, Joshua Tree, Beastie Boys, License to Ill. If I had to pick if you had to pick a Beastie Boys record, which one would you pick?
I honestly don't know all the albums.
Oh, okay. I would go with Check Your Head. I mean, License to Ill is great and everything. That was their first record and that, you know. But Paul's Boutique is widely considered their masterpiece. But I would go with Check Your Head. Daniel, you ever a Beastie Boys fan?
Yeah, but I never owned an album, so.
Okay.
I think that's one of the interesting things that I think Esmeralda and I struggled out. Because I remember last year we did that really fun topic of like the 12 albums that you changed your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like I remember Esmeralda Elder and I talking off the air, like we struggled to get to 12. Like we had like 8, we had like 10, but like 12 was kind of pushing it. And then we came on air and he goes, here are my 12 and here are 15 that just missed the list, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, to your point, it's just a different era.
Oh, no, like, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in the album era, you know. And, I mean, you guys were on the tail end of it, you know. And then, you know, like, by the late 90s, there was Napster and there was all this other stuff. And it changed the way people consumed and listened to music. I mean, you know, I listened to a ton of music in the 70s and it was all albums. And that was all the way up through the 90s. It was, you know, so yeah, that was another 15. All right, Derek, the truck driver. If you're including soundtracks, you're making it a lot easier. Derek says, "Okay, Dazed and Confused soundtrack. Well, there's two of them. There's a Dazed and Confused soundtrack in Volume 2. They're both awesome. Both Guardians of the Galaxy soundtracks, Pet Sounds and Sergeant Pepper. Yeah, that's kind of a cheat right there." Oh, man. All right, we got to take a break here, and we're going to come back and talk more Desert Island Discs. And I believe the jet is approaching Chicago. And I see the cats lining up on the streets outside. So are you all right, Dan? I just saw you crack up.
This is from a 309 area code. Dan doesn't get an opinion anymore for his Matchbox 20 pick.
Wow.
All right.
Well, what's your list, 708, or what was it?
I'm sure it's better.
309.
I'm sure 309. I'm sure it's better than Matchbox 20. All right. We got a break here. We got weather and traffic, and then we'll come back and wrap it all up. If you want to get your five Desert Island Discs choices in, get them in now at 312-981-7200. This reminds me of what we were talking about earlier in the week. Yeah, man, Hot Hits, B96. Played that song every 15 minutes. 406 area code on Wildcard Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Picks Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. Survivor will be playing Chicagoland in a few weeks. You know, Jim Peterick, who is a friend to this radio station, particularly the overnight shift with Steve and Johnny, as I've said before, I have no idea why that guy continues to work. He wrote that song. That's it. It's like, you don't have to work another day. Jim, you don't have to work another day in your life, man. You wrote Eye of the Tiger. But he loves music. That's why. And he needs a hair dye. He's a very cool guy, Jim Peterick. Very cool. And he's a little weird. And we like that. But yeah, he wrote that song. That's it. You write a song like that, and you're like, what am I doing? I could just sit at home and eat. I don't need to do anything else. I wrote Eye of the Tiger. All right. Desert Island Discs, everybody. Soundtrack to Rocky III. Yeah! No, that's not on a list here. Desert Island Discs, where you're picking five albums, no live albums. Why? I was too late in putting that rule out there, but no greatest hits albums allowed. And it's the only five albums that you have on a deserted island. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no Spotify. There's none of that music stuff. You just have that. And you have to pick those albums. And I've already regretted a bunch of stuff. And I didn't include Dave Matthews. I didn't include Tears for Fears. It's hard, man. All right. 815 area code says George Carlin, Class Clown. Oh, I didn't think about comedy albums. Didn't think about comedy. You want to have some comedy when you're on a deserted island, right? Wow, I didn't think of comedy albums. 815, good for you, man. Good for you on thinking of comedy albums. George Carlin, Class Clown. I would pick Richard Pryor Wanted if I had to. If I had room for a comedy album on my Desert Island Disc list, I would absolutely include Richard Pryor's Wanted. Double album again, and in my opinion, the greatest document of stand-up ever produced. That and the movie accompaniment of it. You want to see the greatest stand-up performance in the history of stand-up comedy? Richard Pryor Live in Concert's the movie. The very first Richard Pryor concert movie. Richard Pryor Live in Concert. It is the definitive and the finest documentation of stand-up art ever recorded. So in addition to Class Clown by George Carlin, Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison, Carole King, Tapestry. Oh, God, that's a good album, too. Carole King, Tapestry. Ugh. Black Sabbath, Paranoid, and Elvis Presley's Christmas album. No, that's good. That's a good choice, I think. You're on a deserted island. You want to celebrate Christmas. Bust out the Elvis album. 262 area code says AC/DC, Back in Black, Queen, The Game. Interesting. Picking The Game. That's a great album. XTC, Oranges and Lemons, Danny Elfman solo, and Wyos, Porcupine. By the way, you know, Showtime, this is really, I was watching a little Showtime, obviously, because I'm going to say something that was advertised on Showtime, which means, of course, I was watching Showtime. Dan, they're doing a documentary, like a two-hour documentary on XTC.
I saw that.
Like, I'm beside myself about it. When is it? Do you know when it's going to air?
I'll see if I can pull it up. They air excellent music documentaries on Showtime.
Yeah, I mean, XTC? I mean, that's kind of unusual to do. Like, don't you think it's kind of unusual? Well, I mean, they're great. I mean, obviously, not unusual to me. But, you know, like, they're an amazing band. And I'm absolutely so excited.
XTC, This Is Pop, is playing now.
It's playing now. Oh.
Literally and figuratively.
It is seriously? It's on right now?
It is literally on the air right now, and it is available to be watched in general.
Okay. All right. Boy, I'm going to have to DVR that, man. No question. But I got the Showtime On Demand, though. You can probably watch it on the Showtime On Demand. Or I can just leave right now and watch it, since it's on right now. All right. 502 says Jay Giles live from the early 70s, Allman Brothers Eat a Peach, Led Zeppelin 4, and Revolver by Beatles, and any Richard Pryor comedy. Wow, two listeners busting out the comedy albums for the list. That didn't even occur to me. All right. Okay. Interesting. Reader's Digest, Beck. Jeff Nesmith, who is the digital production designer of Reader's Digest, picks PJ Harvey, Rid of Me. PJ Harvey's Rid of Me has an album that I've listened to continuously since it came out in 1993. When I saw the band in concert in Atlanta, Georgia in 93, it was the night I'll never forget. I made friends that I still have to this day. The album builds intention nicely. The music is very motivating, which is good. I have to build a hut and crack coconuts. While I have to build a hut and crack coconuts, he would listen to PJ Harvey. All right. Dawn Raphael, who is the editor, features editor for the book section in Reader's Digest, says Stevie Wonder song in the Keys of Life. Key of Life would be her one pick. I'm cheating and picking a double album. Stevie Wonder song in the Key of Life. Few things in life are better than classic Stevie, and this album features mega hits like Isn't She Lovely, Love's in Need of Love, Today, and since the island would be deserted, I wouldn't have to worry about looking dorky dancing alone. Okay. You wouldn't have to look dorky dancing alone. All right. Dean Abetamarco, who's an art director at Reader's Digest, picks Asia by Steely Dan, which is a phenomenal record. It's one of those albums that I hear something new every single time I listen to it. Every song evokes some kind of memory, and it's nostalgic. And let's see. Caitlin O'Connell, assistant editor, would pick The Band, The Last Waltz. She says it almost feels like cheating because there's so many musical legends that joined the band on stage that night. Also a concert based on a movie. So, all right, and then we got to wrap this up here. The final texts here. We'll fly through these. 630 says Something Anything by Todd Rundgren. Foreigner 4. Yes, Going for the One. ELP Brain Salad Surgery and Dan Fogelberg Soveners. 847 area code says Pink Floyd The Wall. Days of Future Past. Moody Blues. Sticky Fingers by the Stones. Led Zeppelin Live. Love the way they do No Quarter. So I'm assuming that's. A Song Remains the Same. Hard Day's Night, early Beatles is great. UFO, Strangers in the Night, UFO, Strangers in the Night, my favorite live album of all time. 765 area code, Abbey Road, The Beatles, Pet Sounds, Beach Boys, Aladdin Sane, Bowie, Kiss Alive, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. 765 area code says simply 5 copies of the Allman Brothers Live at Fillmore East. That's good, man. I like that. In case they wear out, that's good, man. 708 area code, Jethro Tull, Aqualung, Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Sgt. Pepper by the Beatles, the Forrest Gump soundtrack, Bing Crosby Christmas album. 773 area code, About Face, David Gilmour. That's a good choice. Waking the Neighbors, Brian Adams. I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, Aretha Franklin. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, James Newton Howard score. The Lost Album by David Ruffin. Mark D, Desert Island Discs. Pink Floyd, Animals. Led Zeppelin, Physical Graffiti. Sgt. Pepper by the Stones. Beastie Boys, Check Your Head. Smashing Pumpkins, Gish. Now, is that their first album, Dan? Gish is their first album, right?
Yes.
Thanks for creating anxiety in all your listeners. I love it, Mark says. Kathy says, and this is the last set, Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf, Foreigner 4, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac, Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean by Waylon Jennings, and Waylon and Willie with Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. All right. I think the gold medal goes to the guy who picks 5 copies of the Allman Brothers. That's pretty great. Okay, we got a break. The jet has arrived. I believe Skip is in town. He's in the house. So another edition of Pop-Up Video will be coming up after the news, which is next.